And so you have experienced the eclipse and the things that go with it, some of which can be very useful and some of which are disturbing. The disturbing part is the fact that your subconscious is now ruling the roost, so to speak, and your conscience, your consciousness is underneath it. Now, it is beginning to flip, which is easier on all of us. And yet, in these times, when the emotions are high and the things we may have been hiding from are revealing themselves, it can be very useful because you need to know about you. And most importantly, you need to know what is good for you. And the programming, as you are all aware, is that that is not a particularly important thing. While there are other people in the world beside you, your job is to know what is good for them. And what is good for you is not even at the bottom of the list, but sometimes is not even considered to be important. Now, we mention this and the fact that we are all becoming aware of this as not a good thing because it links so closely to your self-esteem and your ability to honor yourself. You see, the thing we often miss is the kind of damage we are doing to ourselves because it feels familiar. It is familiar to look outside of you, to give away your power, to change your shape. That is all quite familiar. But then we become very puzzled when we do not have self-esteem. And we do not seem to have the ability to move our lives forward and to open them to the universe and to change the things we want to change. And we wonder why we cannot. And this is an important thing, not to look at all judgmentally. But if you have found yourself doing for everyone, and doing, and doing, and doing, and never feeling like you have done enough, that is from an old pattern that dishonors who you are. And we want to begin not to panic, but to simply see how these things happen. If I am only worthy in some kind of service, running around making sure that everyone is happy with me and what I am doing, what am I saying to me about my importance? What am I saying to me about my worth? And so what we find is that as we grow and become more honorable women, we begin to pay closer attention to the contradictions. Now, of course, what we have been taught is the sacrificial model, but that is not honorable. That is not honorable. We have mentioned this phrase to you before. Are you making the sacrifice that nobody asks for? Because if you are doing that, then you are dishonoring who you are. And when we come to the creative part of our lives, it is going to be more difficult because we want to work in a world in an honorable way when we are not honoring ourselves. And of course, this is not an easy changeover to make, because you certainly all have experienced that if you can do it, you should. If there are others should always be before you, no matter what. And at the end of the day, the fact that there is nothing left for you, that is not honoring. That is, as a matter of fact, dishonoring. And so we wake up in the morning and we are going to work on creating a better life, which is what we are all doing. But it is so hard. and we cannot seem to hold it, and we get pulled away. And some of that is in the human condition, of course, but some of it is because we have not been the first to honor who we are. We have not been the first to make sure we know what it is that we need the most. And this other point, which is so difficult, is that we are still more comfortable with giving ourselves away than we are with keeping and honoring who we really are. This, of course, we understand is a task and a large one. But if you look from our point of view at the world and at how very important it is that women begin to have the voices that rule in the loving way, the voices that preserve rather than tear down, the voices that love, not hate, then this is the work each of us must do. To speak with honor means that you first have honored yourself. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the circle full of the blue of peace. And breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel the rose color of love all around you. And as you breathe in love, allow it to go wherever it is needed, in your body, in your energy, even in your mind. Breathe it in. Now become aware of your heart center and see it like a beautiful garden with a pond of golden light in the center. Let yourself know what is growing in that garden. And feel the sun shining on your garden and making it strong and full of energy. And feel the rain falling on your garden to nourish your dreams, your desires, your creations. Let your heart be the center of all of this growth and beauty. Now see that from the golden pond, the golden light begins to move down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let that golden light displace the emotions that you do not wish to carry with you. Whatever they were, they are intended to move through. And then see your solar plexus golden and ready to receive joy and inspiration, happiness. And feel that golden light continuing to fluidly pour down into your second center. And as the golden light fills that center, feel that shame and judgment, any harshness that may have made a place in your life, feel all of that loosen and release from your body. And in that second center, see a beautiful waterfall. And know that the focus of this waterfall is to wash away anything that comes into your life that you do not wish to carry in your body. See how beautiful and strong and fluid it is, and how it purifies without judgment. And feel the golden light flowing down through your body and into your root. And let that golden light fill the root center. And let it move out of the creative center, doubt and fear, worry, perfectionism. Let the golden light move all of that out so that your root is a reflection of you completely, of what you love and what you want to create in your life. And feel the root come alive. Move back to the heart center and see that the river of gold is still full, and that the golden light fluidly moves up and into your throat. And let that golden light displace any communication that does not honor you as it should, whether it is your communication or someone else's. And feel the throat center relaxing, knowing that what is spoken in your body is going to be spoken in gentleness, in loving kindness, in wisdom. And so what the communication center gives you will make you strong and loved and happy. And feel the fluid golden light move up through your body and into your third eye. And let the golden light feed the third eye and clear it so that your intuitive capacities are stronger and go further, and you can trust them because the golden light holds them in the energy of the universe. Feel the golden light move up through your body and into the crown. And feel the crown open. It is the crown that receives, the crown that was intended to receive. So to honor yourself, open it even more widely than it has been opened before. Now feel the light from your heart join with the fluid light of the universe. And you are there, strong and beautiful and blessed. And let the golden light from the universe fill your head and your thoughts. Feel it flow across your shoulders and down your back to take away your burden. Feel that loving energy move through your arms and your hands, so that what you choose to do is in honor. Feel the golden light flow down through your back, your legs. Feel it be in your trunk for healing, down through your lower legs and into your feet. And feel your own light, an important part of all the lights in the universe, knowing that you are loved and protected. And that as your heart speaks, what you wish to create comes closer to you every day. Feel the golden light spread past your body and make a field, a beautiful golden field that draws to you what is like you, what serves your highest good. So wherever you walk, whatever is around you that is like this light is drawn to you, and you are drawn to it. And breathe. And see that a path extends from your heart. Simply know it. Rest the mind. But allow yourself to feel yourself lighter on this road, walking higher. Feel the night sky around you and your teachers and those who love you, and feel how light you have become. And ahead of you, there is the place of the gift, and it is prepared for you. And as gates open, walk into this beautiful place and take in the healing, breathe it in, the abundance, breathe it in. And on an altar in this place, see that the universe has left a gift for you. Rest the mind, allow the intuitive part of yourself to know that gift. Now take that gift and its energy into you. Feel the blessings coming into your body all around you. Turn and come through the gates and see that your path is there, strong, safe, bringing you back into the room, bringing you back to your body. And breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.